Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Tovba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Today we will be reading from Proverbs chapters 26 and 27 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. We thank you, Lord God, for the knowledge that you are our strong creator. You are the Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. You have all power. You're all seeing, all knowing, omnipresent, God. We give you glory this morning. You are the God of our salvation, the God of our strength, the God of our provision, the God of our breakthrough. You are our great physician. You are our healer on this morning. You are our sustainer, oh my God, and our keeper. We give you glory, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for another day. We thank you for your mercy and your kindness toward us. We thank you, Lord God, for purging us of everything that's not like you even right now. We give you glory, oh God, because you are the glorious God. Oh, my God, we were born to give you glory, oh, God, and we praise your name today. Amen. There is a song that says, I was created to make your name glorious. Oh, God, and we do that this morning. We honor you with all that we know how today. We thank you, Lord God. We're asking that you bless the word as we go forth, Lord God, in the word of God on today. Open our minds and our hearts to receive knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Give us revelations from on high, Lord God. We speak this word every day asking you, Lord God, to reveal to us. Reveal to us, Lord God, your word, your perfect word, the spirit of your word, Lord God. Reveal it to us, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we might walk in obedience to your will, Lord God, in obedience to your standard. Father, in the name of Jesus, mold us and make us in your presence today, Lord God. Make us servants after your heart, even as David was. So shall we be servants after the heart of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, move in us right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, purge out, Lord God, every rebellious streak, every disobedience, everything, Lord God, that stinks in your nostrils. Purge it out from among us, out of our members, out of our flesh, Lord God, out of our spirit, Lord God, that we might hear and obey. You, oh my God, in the name of Jesus, bless, heal, and deliver, Lord God, each and every soul, Lord God, that is gathered around, Lord God, their radio or their computer or however they're listening to this broadcast. Bless, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord because he is worthy, amen, of all the glory and all of the praise. Amen. We thank him. We thank him. He has been merciful and gracious to each and every one of us. Amen. Each and every one of us, no matter what your life has been like, God has been gracious. Amen. He has. Glory to God. And we thank him today. Thank you, Lord. All right. We're reading from Proverbs chapters 26 and 27 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. As snow in summer and rain in harvest, so honor is not fitting for a fool. Like a flitting sparrow, like a flying swallow, shall not alight. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the fool's back. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes. He who sends a message by the hand of a fool cuts off his own feet and drinks violence. Like the legs of the lame that hang limp is a proverb in the mouth of fools.
Like one who binds a stone in a sling is he who gives honor to a fool. Like a thorn that goes into the hand of a drunkard is a proverb in the mouth of fools. Like the great God who formed everything gives the fool his hire and the transgressor his wages. As a dog returns to his own vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. The lazy man says, there is a lion in the road. A fierce lion is in the streets. As a door turns on its hinges, so does the lazy man on his bed. The lazy man buries his hands in the bowl. It wearies him to bring it back to his mouth. The lazy man is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. He who passes by and meddles in a quarrel not his own is like one who takes a dog by the ears. Like a madman who throws firebrands, arrows, and death is the man who deceives his neighbor and says, I was only joking. Where there is no wood, the fire goes out. And where there is no tale bearer, strife ceases. As charcoal is to burning coals and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a tale bearer are like tasty trifles, and they go down into the inmost body. Fervent lips with a wicked heart are like earthenware covered with silver dross. He who hates disguises it with his lips and lays up deceit within himself. When he speaks kindly, do not believe him, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Though his hatred is covered by deceit, his wickedness will be revealed before the assembly. Whoever digs a pit will fall into it. And he who rolls a stone will have it roll back on him. A lying tongue hates those who are crushed by it, and a flattering mouth works ruin. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. Let another man praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger, and not your own lips. A stone is heavy and sand is weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than both of them. Wrath is cruel and anger is torrent, but who is able to stand before jealousy? Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Soul loathes the honeycomb, but to a hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. Like a bird that wanders from its nest is a man who wanders from his place. Ointment and perfume delight the heart, and the sweetness of a man's friend gives delight by hearty counsel. Do not forsake your own friend or your father's friend, nor go to your brother's house in the day of your calamity. Better is a neighbor nearby than a brother far away. My son, be wise and make my heart glad that I may answer him who reproaches me. A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself. The simple pass on and are punished. Take the garment of him who is surety for a stranger and hold it in pledge when he is surety for a seductress. He who blesses his friend with a loud voice rising early in the morning, it will be counted a curse to him. A continual dripping on a very rainy day and a content woman are alike. Whoever restrains her restrains the wind and grasps oil with his right hand. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Whoever keeps the fig tree will eat its fruit, so he who waits on his master will be honored. As in water, faith reflects faith, so a man's heart reveals the man. Hail and destruction are never full, so the eyes of a man are never satisfied. The refining pot is the silver and the furnace for gold, and a man is valued by what others say of him. Though you grind a fool in a mortar with a pestle along with crushed grain, yet his foolishness will not depart. Be diligent to know the state of your flocks and attend to your herds. For riches are not forever, nor does a crown endure to all generations. When the hay is removed and the tender grass shows itself and the herbs of the mountains are gathered in, the lambs will provide your clothing and the goats the price of a field. You shall have enough goat's milk for your food, for food of your household, and the nourishment of your maidservants. I have read and you have heard from Proverbs chapters 26 and 27. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I admonish you to take heed to these words of wisdom. Amen. Wisdom is crying out in the streets daily. Amen. And if you hear her voice, amen, you will have life and much success. Wisdom, amen, is speaking even right now, even as Jesus is beckoning at your heart. Amen. It is wise to choose, amen, the God of the universe to be your Savior. It is wise to say yes to Jesus. Amen. It is wise because every one of us will transition into eternity. But those that did not choose wisely will transition into eternal punishment and not eternal life. But Jesus, he came that we might have life, and that more abundantly, not just for the here and now, but also for the then and there. Not just for the then and there, but also for the here and the now. So he wants to change our life completely. Amen. He wants to show each and every one of us that he is our sustainer. He is our keeper. He is our deliverer. He's our provider. He's our keeper. He is our great physician, our healer. Amen. He is the one that strengthens us. It is him that lifts our head when we are down. He is the Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. He is the one that does battle for us. Amen. He has taken up the gauntlet for us. We don't have to fight these battles against the enemy. Amen. The Lord fights them for us. Amen. He is our Savior, our deliverer indeed. He is our all in all. If you have not already said yes to the Lord, let today be your yes. Let this be your day of the big yes, the biggest yes you've ever said. Amen. Because the yes that you say to the Savior of the world will be a yes, amen, that will transition you into eternity safely. Glory to God. He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. His name is Jesus. And there is salvation in no other name except his. There is no other name whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus. Don't be deceived. Don't be fooled. Don't be bamboozled. Don't be hoodwinked. Jesus is the only one that can save. He is the only one that has the power to remove, amen, sin from our lives and to lead us into all righteousness and into all truth. Amen. He's the only one that can do that. Amen. I hope this is the day of your yes. Amen. For truly, this is the day of salvation, and the Lord is moving right now in the atmosphere. He is moving. He's moving. Amen. Grab a hold. Amen. Begin to call upon his name. His name is Jesus. Amen. His word to let us know if you call, amen, he will answer and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Amen. We bless the Lord today. And I bless you, each and every one of you. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Until next time, I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.